Location 10, St. John's Cathedral. The Way, the Truth and the Light by Robert, 14 years old. Mother, please pass the brown coat, the one I used to wear on my morning prayers. The car and I confront each other. I embed the key within its lock, accessing the brilliance of transportation. I arrive ahead of time. At the instant I lay my foot upon the weatherboard belonging to my parish, the power of Christ compelled me. As you step in, the feeling of purity, comfort and belief overwhelm your soul. Up, down, right, left, the way of the Holy Cross. The Pigeons by Todd Turner. In pink bow ties and green pashminas, the pigeons stumble in a grizzled herd and fly from where the council workmen wash away the dried up dung, which is piled like dirty snow beneath the purple canopy of St. John's, the town square jacaranda. Poor pigeons. They were simply looking for a place to lay their rotten eggs.
I Stood by Lena, 14 years old. My wishes for those who came and left. The clouds above shone over me. My prayers remained in my heart forever. Congratulations on completing loop one of the Paracons Poetry Path. We hope you enjoyed this collaboration between Westwards, Story City and Arthur Phillip High School. Don't forget that the Paracons Poetry Path has a second loop of poetic stories just for you. You can choose to do loop two another day, or if you'd like to continue to loop two now, just follow these instructions to our next historic location on the Paracons Poetry Path. Walk to the back of the cathedral where you will find Hunter Street. Follow Hunter Street until you reach O'Connell Street and turn left, passing under the train tracks. Cross two sets of traffic lights to the corner of Argyle and O'Connell Streets, then walk south until you reach the entrance of St. John's Cemetery on your right.